Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
Welcome to another Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. All the best in Folk Roots Americana, singer-songwriters and blues, and artist interviews. On Folk Roots Radio, we're all about the music and the people that make it. Now coming up, we're pleased to welcome back to the show Helen Austin and Paul Otten, who make music as the Transcontinental Songwriting Partnership Big Little Lions, to chat about their latest album, AMPM. Their first concept recording, and one which features a series of songs that are all based around A Day in the Life. It's a very interesting project, and as always with Helen and Paul, it's a great conversation and lots of fun. And we wrap things up with more of the latest new releases, and we're starting off this way. This is Susu and Maya Sissoko with Sma Sma Handa from Putumayo's Acoustic World 2 EP. And you can also find this song on Susu and Maya's 2018 album, Made of Music. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
coffee turned my mornings black. I was sunshine, captured in a photograph. It wasn't light enough. Am I bright enough? I visualized taking daisies in the dirt of freckled skies. In an overgrowing earth, those dreams were mine. But now they hold no worth. They aren't wide enough. Am I wild enough?
This is Janice Ian, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall. Thanks for being here.
Welcome back to Folk Roots Radio. I'm sure a lot of you will have worked out who you're listening to just now. It's the fabulous fingerstyle player Bruce Cockburn on Haiku, the only instrumental track on his critically acclaimed new album, O Sun O Moon. Now, in releasing his latest recording, Bruce admitted to feeling all of his 78 years. But he's still determined to keep going, and it's so good to hear him playing. And O Sun O Moon? Well, it's truly fabulous. We'll definitely have more from that on a future episode. Before that, Tara Spencer, produced by Ben Kaplan, with Somewhere, a beautiful song I've been waiting to play on this show for quite a while, from their excellent collaboration Old News. We also heard from Michigan-based teen singer-songwriter Aspen Jacobson, showing maturity way beyond her years, on Enough, a song she wrote about facing social anxiety and wondering whether you can ever be enough, and the importance of balancing your own needs with the expectations of others. That's from Aspen's debut album, Arsonist Daughter. And now, it's time to chat with the ever-prolific Big Little Lions about their new project, AMPM. But before we get there, from AMPM, this is... Oh, it's you again. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Again.
That's Helen Austin from Vancouver Island and Paul Otten from Ohio, as the long-distance musical partnership that is the Big Little Lions, who are definitely no strangers to this radio show. With Oh, It's You Again from their new recording, AM/PM. Their first concept album is actually based around a day in the life and the challenges we all face. To learn more about this intriguing new project, we're pleased to welcome Helen Austin and Paul Otten back to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today.
Hello, it's good to be back.
It's great to be here.
You must be the most prolific musicians I know, because not only do you do all this wonderful music as Big Little Lions, but you're also producing a lot of stuff yourselves under your individual programs. During the pandemic, I was used to the monthly email with, oh, here's our latest single. We've now moved from singles back to albums. And now, I don't know, are we going to go prog rock on the next one? Because we're into concept albums now.
What came out of COVID was Paul and his wife, Jenny, and me and my husband, Trevor, started doing a snack and chat every week. And we've continued it post-COVID. And it was on one of those snacking and chattings that Paul said, we should do a concept album.
Yeah, we've had a lot of ideas come from that, even video ideas. So
we'll get into the video ideas in a few moments, because I'm excited about that potential. Obviously, you have a very talented videographer in your midst. Doing a concept album was a radical departure from a band who's really, you know, being solidly producing singles. Tell us why you decided that the time was right to do something a bit broader.
I don't know. You know, it's as a songwriter, you're always looking for inspiration. And since we write for film and TV, we get a lot of ideas thrown at us. You know, we need a song for a scene or whatever. So we've been so used to writing in that form that we needed some kind of, I guess, concept to write around, or else we're just kind of start flailing. And like, I guess simple thought was to keep it cohesive, because we've never tried that. It's like, why not try, you know, giving ourselves a brief instead of a publisher giving us a brief. And yeah, it kind of fell into place pretty easily, you know, with the concept of waking up and going to bed and everything in between.
Yeah, we spent a snack and chat kind of going through all of the different just titles. We like starting with a title. Mm-hmm. And so the first one that you just played, Oh, It's You Again, we wanted to make it personal as well. So when Paul and I are on tour, the first thing we say when we get up in the morning is, oh, it's you again. And so that's kind of where that came from. So we try to keep it like as personal to us as possible while still being broad, that broad kind of a day in the life.
And I think in your songwriting, you do like to challenge each other. Now, as I understand it, one of you will take the lead on writing a song, right? And then things will go back and forwards because you're obviously based so far apart. That's how things normally work, isn't it?
Yeah,
which one of us will have an idea and we'll run it past the other one, and it'll either kind of get legs or fall by the wayside, depending on how we're feeling. It is a very organic thing. There's nothing is really planned out with us.
The interesting thing I find about the album is when you actually listen to it, it really does have that concept feel for it. I mean, once you start and you listen to the tracks, it's, oh yeah, you get the feel of this going through the day. From the beginning to
good.
End.
You know, well done.
You know, it struck me on the first song, It's You Again. You have a mantra, I think, that came out the song, and I just wanted to give you a chance to talk about that.
It seemed that I was discovering my dysfunctional childhood through a lot of this album. So that was fun.
I think it could be taken a couple ways. I mean, yeah, Helen's channeling that, which she just mentioned. But it's also, you know, her take is she's not a morning person. I'm more of a morning person than her. You know, me, it's like, oh, it's you again. You survived another night. But Helen and my wife are both like, oh, it's you again.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Maybe it's just you, Paul. Who? I mean, no. I am kidding, of course.
So it's all in the intonation. Then I guess as I'm a morning person, I would say, oh, it's you again. You know, it's interesting because I have a Thich Nhat Hanh mantra I use every day, which gets me going to try and focus on living in the moment. So I was just, you know, whenever anybody says, oh, we have this mantra, I thought, oh, I should think about that. Today, my world changes. Today, I have the opportunity to do whatever I want. Yeah, or today, you know, I will live in the moment and try and spread compassion as far as I can. I mean, that's not the exact quote from Thich Nhat Hanh, but because it's too long, but that basically is where you want to go.
We always write pretty positive lyrics, even when they're sad. We always need to have a positivity, and I have to kind of do the daily work of it's going to be okay. So that's kind of my little mantra.
This album tackles lots of different topics. I mean, you tackle anxiety in there. You know, some of them are quite heavy. Self-hate, the grind of daily life is just, you know, something that we all have to deal with. But there are also the issue of the perils of parenting and how you interact with your parents. And I want to go back to the album and play another track. And we're going to play a beautiful track, Worth the Time. But it has a really heavy story with it. I'm going to give you a chance just to talk about this song.
Well, this one was the most personal one. I have a very dysfunctional relationship with my father, who's still alive. I was just having a day of, I'm so tired of this, and I am worth listening to. I am worth, you know, engaging with and being interested in. And the first time I played it live, it was really hard because it is such a personal, because I just grew up feeling worthless. So I've had to work really hard. And still working at it.
Story is worth the
Hi there, this is Moonfruits.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
That's Big Little Lions with Worth the Time from their new album. It's entitled AMPM. And this is a concept album. I'm hoping that it's going to come in a vinyl form and it'll have a nice gatefold sleeve that I can open up and look at all of the pictures of the band. I know it comes in a CD version, and you can get that from Bandcamp when it's released. June the 9th is the release date for this album. And interestingly, not only do you get a lovely CD case with it, but you also get a recipe for blackberry apple crumble ice cream. And I gather, Helen Austin, this is a sideline you're getting into, isn't it?
It was a COVID thing. I couldn't find the ice cream I wanted, and so I started making it, and it kind of got out of hand. People have asked me if I'm going to sell it. It's like, no, there's just too much stress in that, because